It is my great pleasure to welcome back Trina Vega to this stage. She has spoken here many times and is a big favorite of the staff as well as the Many Rivers audience. She's speaking tonight on Healing the Native Way. Thank you so much for coming back.
And thank you all for coming. I see familiar faces and some new faces, so really excited for everybody to come out. It's a little bit cool. And the Native Way is whenever you're in someone else's healing house, healing place, you always come with a gift. And this is your gift. Allowing me to be here to be able to meet and greet you. Talk about my native ways of healing. To begin this evening, I would like to take a moment. I lost my very dear friend of many, many years on November 2nd to breast cancer. And so I'd like to take just a moment of silence to honor her. Thank you very much. Her name, Kathy Fink, she came with me every time that I have come here, and she is just an awesome person, and she really was a very powerful healer. They diagnosed her 4.5 years ago and gave her 3 to 4 months to live, and she made it 4.5 years, so I dedicate this year to Kathy. My forever friend. So I thank everybody for coming, and I'm going to start this talk on a little bit of where my background comes from. I was raised by my grandmother, which is Pomo. She's Pomo Indian. Was Pomo Indian. She's not in this world anymore. But she was born September 14th, 1909, and I dedicate my life to her. Awesome woman that before you would even talk about natural healing, I learned it in such a humble way being raised by my grandmother. In all the time I know until she got really sick towards the end, it's not that we never went to doctors, I never seen doctors very often. It wasn't like she was against any doctors or anything, because I believe now that we should just work together, find a doctor that really works well with your own medicine. And that's what I have. To this day, I have a doctor. I visit him like once every 3 years, sometimes just to say hi. but I was never raised with that, to go to the doctor all the time. It just wasn't a part of me. We really never kept medications in the house, so it was really new to me to go out when I got a little older and was able to go to friends' house and see them, you know, popping aspirin, popping, you know, this and that. And I wasn't raised that way. I have programmed, because I believe that's what we do, just of growing up. The last time I've gotten a cold or flu was about 25 years ago, and it was because the place where I was employed as a manager of a bank, they encouraged everybody, and because I was a manager, they asked that, you know, I show the example. And I got really sick with the flu. My doctor just kind of smiled at me and said, well, you never get the flu, and you just shot this in you. So it was just a good lesson. It was a good lesson to me that we do have that ability to heal ourselves. And it is what you place in your heart. It is what you place in your brain, you know, that will assist you. I say that to this day. I don't get colds. I don't get illnesses. I'm not afraid of illnesses. I'm not afraid to go in hospitals. I do not have that fear. I've never built that fear up towards anyone that is ill or has any dis-ease to their body. And so in my culture, the Pomo way, that is pretty much it's never really talked about. It's not. It's just kind of you just learn by example. I now reside on the reservation. I live my life off the reservation, so I knew that in order to complete my circle, I had to reside on the reservation, and I've been there for 2 years, and it was a little difficult at first because it's a different whole world on reservation land. I came from corporate world of banking and left to just go to my native land, and even though I was raised by my grandmother, it was still a difference to just place yourself on the reservation and learn not to have judgment of how people may be different. And now what I see is a big lesson to me. I thought I knew a lot until I went there. The way is one of a humble way. It's a very simple life, very simple way. And in that manner of being simple is you don't see a lot of new cars, new house accessories out there. And the reason being of those that I've spoke to, elders of the tribe, is when they were taken off their land and when they were given land. So any of those that enjoy going to native casinos will see that they're always out, way out. And in our beliefs, it was they placed us as far out with no water and nothing to actually probably hope that we were non-existent, only to find out that we're very strong and we're very humble and we were able. And to this day on the reservation, as I talk to you now in 2012, we have water trucked in every single day. Every day. Thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars every day. And we just now fought our rights and actually received them to connect into the city water. So it's like humongous to those that haven't been having the luxury of just having water available. And all of this has to do with the humbleness and the healing. It's a simpler way. On the reservation, when you're there, when you work there, when you reside there, when you go to meetings, in the outside world, we call it the outside world, where you can go into a meeting and expect a decision right there. Decisions aren't made that way in front of a tribal council. They're made with, they take little bits and pieces and they'll go sleep on it and come back to another meeting and then maybe talk about it again and come back to another meeting. So it's a very, very simple way. And this evening I had everyone choose, actually I believe they choose you, a drum. Those are made by a tribal member of Hopland Band of Pomo Indians, and they're sacred. They represent your heartbeat, that you hold such a special heartbeat, and there's no two the same. And that's how we make the little drums, is that everybody is unique and everybody is a part of this world. The Creator sent us all in our uniqueness, and your beat of your heart is so very needed, and each one brings something to the whole. And then through meditation, I asked my guide White Cloud on if he had messages, which is my guide White Cloud, and the message was to come through that there's a few of the drums that have a W on the bottom of the drum for White Cloud. And those that may have chosen those were ones that White Cloud felt there was a need or a message. Now, if you choose that message, you don't, it's up to you, because some people don't really like speaking in front of crowds. I know I come from the reservation where there's not too many people that would sit here and ask a question with other people around. So it just depends if you would like that a question answered. You're free to through White Cloud. Those have been channeled through. So that is a gift from me to all of you on how special you are and your beat of your heart is on this earth. So the simpleness starts from birth in our tribe, and this basket my grandmother made, and this basket carried not only my mother, it carried myself, and now I have grandchildren. So, and you know, everything is so sacred. So to this day, those that really follow the tradition up there would never think to go buy something plastic or something to put your newborn baby in. And then there's rules for these. This was actually the baby's first toy to get their attention. It's simple and humble way, and it's just to have their eye muscles move. And these are all made by hand, one stitch at a time. And even 100 years, you know, this my grandmother also was in here. So this was passed from my grandmother, but actually her mom before her birth, because she died at my grandmother's birth, actually made this basket. So it is 100 years old, and you could still see that the stitching is still very, very tight, and what a wonderful job that is done. And it still has the little, you use a little ribbon to tie the baby in, and you would never place the baby in here until they were like 6 to 8 weeks old, was the very first place that you placed the baby. And then they just carried it around, or carried it on their back, carried the baby on the back. So this is what my culture uses, and those that follow the tradition to this day still use those baskets there. And it's really, it's unique. It's living the simple way, healing yourself the simple way. So the belief system's there, excuse me, would be of one of releasing and forgiving. It's the native way is you never keep anger within your heart. You never keep hurt. You always either take it to the fire and dance, and that's the native way, is to dance around fire. And you take it and you release it to Earth Mother. Sorry, it's just got messages coming down. So through the fire, through the sacred fire in the Pomo, because I will tell you, in different tribes, some do things a little different way. Our tribe, which is Pomo Indian, we're very, very, very humble. So when we dance, we do not have the flashier clothes on. There's only one time in a year that we allow people from the outside just to come in, because we believe that our dancing is so sacred, it's not for show. In Hopland, we do not allow pictures being taken. We never allow pictures being taken to keep it sacred, because it is simple and humble, and that's what it's supposed to be, you know, for us. That's our belief. So through healing, we have a medicine person that resides on the reservation, and she would never be like myself. Well, she would never be out giving this talk. She would never be. Her name isn't announced. You know who she is. If you need her assistance, you go there. I'm a tribal member there, and I do several healings, so I'm more outside of the box than the complete tradition, or else I wouldn't be here. But I believe my journey took me to the reservation to allow the healing, because I practice healing with the angels and crystals, and I'm a Reiki master and teach various classes. And then you have the Native Way, which the medicine woman there, she is not out in the public. She is not saying, come to me. You know who she is. You go see her. And it's just really very quiet and very humble. So when I moved there, I was wondering what part was I going to play in the whole, being so outside of the box. So I was there about 6 months before I even had anybody approach me. And finally, the medicine woman of the tribe came to my house, and she brought a family member. And it was the biggest honor. She brought a family member. So through that family member, she's saying, this member of my family needs a healing. And I trust in your medicine enough to give a healing. And then in return, she gave me a blessing, which allowed all the medicines to marry into each other. And now, instead of more fear-based of me practicing healing, but a variety of healing, now actually it's accepted that my medicine is different. It's not exactly every way that it's the traditional way is, but it's okay. And I believe that was a humongous step, because it's the first time that that we know of in Hopland that they've allowed other medicines to come there. So I hold that very sacred and do not give out names for the same reason, is because they do live their way in a very humble manner. And when I first went there, I went to the tribal leader of our spiritual culture, and I asked him, you know, what can I do to be able to dance, because I wasn't raised on the reservation. So the first thing was guidance of going to the female medicine woman of the tribe, and you need to talk to her. You need to ask her why. So by going there, they never would say, let me show you how to dance, because they believe that when you go into the sacred circle, and we dance around an arbor, we call it an arbor, we do not have a roundhouse. A roundhouse is dreamt by someone and then built. Until somebody has that dream, that's when we will have that roundhouse. But we have the arbor, which is covered, and it's a sacred circle. And as well as your dress, it has to be dreamed. Because I came and I went in with my simple self that didn't really fully have the complete understanding of the culture, and was just thinking, do I go just make me a dress? And they're like, no, you have to have it in a dream. You have to ask for it to come to you. And, you know, the color that I got was of what I thought I was going to choose was completely different than what I got, because I had this dream, and sure enough, it was like this bright salmon, which I would never wear, and it kind of just like kind of startled me for a minute. But it's how it happens. And there's few colors that you can't use. You can never dance with black, you can never dance with white, you never dance with red. Those are the three colors that you hold sacred. They're not for dancing with. And so through this tradition of dancing, I received all the information. I've got it from my grandmother growing up, and my grandmother did tell me, someday you will go dance. And I was raised in public schools, and I was like, I don't see myself ever doing that. And so I went there at first to be able to embrace that for my grandmother that passed. And only to find that it was the biggest medicine for myself. It was the biggest healing for myself. That when you go into that sacred circle and you dance, you give all of that. And that is through the fire. The fire represents just the removing of toxins within you. And that could be anger, it can be dis-ease, it could be anything, but you never dance. And what I mean by toxins was anything that your body needs to expel. Because you never dance, never, ever, ever dance under the influence of any kind of drug or any alcohol. Because in our belief, it will make you sick to dance. Same way you don't dance if a woman's on her moon. You don't dance. You do not even enter the circle. It's her time. So through all of this healing, it has deepened inside of me of being that we can as diverse people. And there's many that I see that come there and heal with me, which I believe everybody here has native spiritual links, because that's what I was told through White Cloud of all those that gather here. We might not feel that we're related or this lifetime, you know, your skin isn't one of native color, but you've all have native hearts, and that's the message that I receive here. And everybody here, if it isn't a lifetime, they have a very big part of their spirit that is very linked to Earth Mother. And Earth Mother will give you all the healing available. I mean, she will give you all the healing. I practice in my native way. I gave a talk on healing with Grandmother Ocean, which is very powerful healing. We heal with using crystals is my native way, because it's the energy within them. You heal by dancing. You heal by just being in, standing on the earth and just listening, holding or embracing a tree or being by trees. It's all very powerful healings that's available to anyone of any color. And now we're coming to a part in 2012 where Native medicine is meeting other medicines, and that's what I truly feel and I see. Not everybody on my reservation would feel the same way, of course, if they were here, but this is what I receive, the messages that I got. We're all coming together, all the healers in 2012, starting 2011, 12 by 13. It's just going to be power. It's just all this. And I truly believe all the good has already turned. We are turning already. We hear about all the fear-based of money and jobs, and I don't feel that way. I purposely released a 70K-plus job 2 years ago, walked in and just wrote my notice and left. And I felt that I was talking my talk, and not walking my walk. And people looked at me like, what are you going to do? And I'm like, I don't know. And now I do know. I know that when you are walking the path that is contracted, you and the Creator have this contract. And I truly, with all my spirit, believe in that contract. I believe that as I am guided to heal and to stay on this path, I will be taken care of. I will be taken care of. And I truly believe that of anybody on their path, that money is good, but it cannot be the first thing. It can't be the reason of what you're doing can never be money. It's got to be what's in your heart, because so many people, I get the message that at this time have that within their heart, that if you're working just to receive money is one thing. Everybody has to work. Sometimes it might not be the job you want, but I'm talking about in the long run, when you're looking at your path ahead of time, when you're deciding where your path takes you, make sure that you look within yourself first. And especially, you know, when you get to a time, mine was when I turned 40, all of my children are over the age of 18, and then it was about me. because I did work in the banking. I did all the jobs that were wonderful, and I was grateful to have them. But now I feel like I'm living my life where and not just working, because this is not, it's just bliss, being able to have a healing home where I give readings and Reiki and healings and working with angels, and it's just all good. Retreats, it's all good. It's just what I'm supposed to be doing. So the message for this evening, excuse me, this message in this evening that was so powerful at 3 o'clock when I bring down all the messages for the day. The message today was for everybody here to really, really look within their heart. Really examine where you are right now. If you have any dis-ease going through your body, stress or something else, hurt, anger, this is the year, 2012. 2011 was pushing and making things so uncomfortable. I cannot believe the powerful healers that are being brought together in 2012, and I hear the same story as they come to me for guidance, is I just feel crazy inside. I feel just like I don't know what I should be doing. And that's that, the leaves fluttering around you and you're waiting for them to fall, but sometimes it just is giving you the time to go within. Find out what your heart is saying to you, not what your ego is saying, because egos, as those that have heard me speak before, ego stands, which I will quote this from Wayne Dyer, is edging God out, is your ego. So when you allow your ego to stand in front of you and make decisions for you, then you have God out of the picture. And if it's God, Creator, whoever you call it, depending on where you're born and your beliefs, it's, to me, it's all one. It doesn't make any difference what you call. If you go to our tribe, our native people, the majority call the Great Spirit, the Creator. I personally feel comfortable with Mother, Father, God, because I believe there is a balance of that female-male energy. And when I go for any healing on myself, everyday healing is, I work with angels. I've seen angels since I was 18 months old, and colors and auras. And so that's just my everyday. And then when I need something higher, if I need guidance, higher guidance, I ask White Cloud. And White Cloud, to this day, is so humble, and White Cloud keeps me humble because I've always wanted to turn. I can feel when White Cloud's around me, but when I turn, he turns. And I've had my friend that passed used to see White Cloud around me all the time, and I'm like, why? What does he look like? And she's like, I'm being told that you just have to accept that. So I do now accept that. So through White Cloud, I was told it was time that I received my name. But in our culture on the reservation, is you don't go and just ask for a name. So I placed it into prayer, I placed it into meditation, and the leader of the tribe through a group, where we were in a group, and somebody said, do you know Trina's native name? And he's like, yes. And I just kind of turned, like, what is it? And then he said that that was how it came to him. When you receive your native name, it's because he got that message through him, and he will hold it. And this, the name given is giving through our male cultural leader at our tribe. And so he asked that somebody else ask. So it just had to be the divine timing, which my native name is Loshakale, and Loshakale means white moon. And it so resides within me because the moon has always really allowed me when I'm at times, if I want to release anything, I go to the moon cycles now. It's very important. And once you start knowing that, especially with a female, that moon cycles are so important to you. Mine is the full moon. The full moon is when I do not have to worry about sleep because I am energized through the full moon. And before, years back, when I had small children, I used to be frustrated all the time because I didn't even realize when, but I wasn't sleeping, and I always had that, gotta sleep, gotta sleep, gotta sleep. So all those things are natural ways that you receive healing. All natural. Everybody in this room has the ability, in my beliefs, to heal what no longer serves you. If you came here to pass from a disease that you're contracted to, sometimes you can prolong that time, but sometimes no matter what you do, if you're contracted to pass, that is my feeling, that you'll pass. That's why I have no fear of dis-ease or illnesses or sicknesses. I don't have that fear. Excuse me. So, through White Cloud, I feel the power coming down at times. Like right now, I feel the presence of him all around. And the presence is one of healing. So I'm going to give a little prayer that I'm going to just ask come through me for everyone here. Mother and Father God, Creator of all good, I ask that the white light of spirit, with the assistance of White Cloud, surround and protect each and every beautiful soul that's here tonight, this beautiful bookstore and the owners of this bookstore, as that allows all the healers to be gathered together. We give blessing. We give blessing. We are so blessed in our lives to have places to come to as this. I ask you surround each and every person's heart here with extra love and light within their heart. And we see three people here that have some anger into their heart, and we ask that those individuals know who they are and know that it's time to release those, the anger within yourself. I see two people here that suffer from loss, and we're asking that you place the light within their heart to help them through that loss. For we know that losing a loved one is never easy. It is never easy, but it is always to be known that that spirit is always with us, and that we have to learn a new way of being able to love somebody and know somebody's with us when it is not physical. Mother and Father God, I give gratitude, Mother, Father, God, to be here. I give gratitude for the healing that you're just sending down with White Cloud to everyone here. I ask everyone to just take a deep breath in through your nose and exhale. Breathing in that healing available to you at this time. I give blessings to each and every one of you, your families, your children, grandchildren, and all your friends, in the highest good. Oh. So, at this time, I would like to be able, just feeling the energy that White Cloud is here through me, to answer any of the questions of anybody that got a W on their drum, if they choose to ask a question. It should be like on the bottom. Each and every one of these have been blessed, and it's always blessed for the right person. The colors are something, the beads that are in there is blessed, and we say prayers and blessings as we're making them. And so is there anyone that here that has a W that would like a question answered? Yes.
I have a W. but I don't have a question, but I would like to ask the question.
Okay.
I would like to ask my cloud the question. What is the question?
What is the question?
I don't have a particular question.
You can ask for a healing, you can ask for healing of a loved one to bring down, or you can ask a question that has to do with your well-being to White Cloud for healing. I'm sorry.
I'll have to think about it.
Okay. Yes.
I have a question. My daughter has been very ill lately, and it's unclear exactly the cause of her illness. So any clarity that I could gain about that would be very welcomed, how I could serve her in that.
What area of the body? I'm just filling
circulation. Her blood platelets are a problem.
Okay. And may I get her first name and her birth date?
Her name is Laura. And her birth date is 12/5/79, December 5th, 1979.
Thank you. The message for her is, one, there is two things that she's placing within her body of nourishment, food, because I'm showing it as nourishment, that her body is not processing well. Has she been treated for allergies?
She's going to be tested soon for them. Mm-hmm, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm. I truly believe that once you get that test, what I'm getting from White Cloud is there's no big dis-ease to her body, but it's almost like she's out of balance.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get that in balance, she will be fine. She's contracted for a long life. I never ask how long, but they'll give me that. She's contracted for a long life. She'll be okay. She'll find things in that allergy, in the allergy test. Something's bothering her. You're very welcome. Yes.
Will I see my daughter, Laura, again?
Can I get her birthday, Fanny?
February 24th.
White Cloud is responding that she's still within her ego. And it looks like, and it sounds like a long time, but she's starting some energy moving within her heart, but she's still got a lot of stubbornness there. She stays in victim mode, blaming others around her. Then what she needs to do is look within. Now, if you were to tell her to look within, she probably would just stay right where she is. But I see some movement in about 12 months and a complete healing between the two of you within 36 months. And that's a complete healing where you're just able just to accept each other as you are. Now, also, White Cloud says that you've lived another lifetime with this daughter. And because of the healer that you were in that lifetime, your healing, you know, allowed you, like many of us that were healers in past lifetimes, because you were a female and a healer, you were not liked, and they took your life because of it, was taken. Your daughter is remembering that. She's seen some change around you now, and it's just not meshing together good yet. So she still lives within the outside of herself. Does that make sense to you? And doesn't go within. But until she's ready to accept that, you have to just bless her from afar. but she is okay. Yes.
Seems to be the night for daughters. Mm-hmm. My daughter is about to have her first child in 3 weeks, and I would like to open to any thoughts, blessings, whatever the white cloud might have to offer.
Is this a male child?
No, it's a female.
Got a lot of male energy. There's two times when you have a lot of female-male energy, and it's the beginning of a pregnancy and towards the end of a pregnancy.
How about
She's
a great trine with Jupiter, Pluto, and Mars on her birthday?
Yes. Now, when is her birth? When is she?
22nd.
The 22nd. She has a lot of Pisces energy in her. She's close to that cusp. She might be born just a little bit before. Very strong, spirited child. A good balance of male energy, which is good for a girl then, because right now I'm seeing just a lot of male energy. And I do not ever usually get this. But White Cloud is saying that it is okay to come through. She has lived a time of life as a native, and her name then was Running Horse because of her spirit. She brings that same spirit into this lifetime, which means, boy, hold on, she's gonna have.
I drew her chart yesterday when I found out the timing. And it's a holy mackerel.
Yeah, she has a lot to offer this universe in healing. And she's coming in with so much knowledge. So she's not going to have too much patience with people that try to keep her in little things. She's always going to want where she wants to go. So she's got that spirit within her, the running horse, I want to go. And it's okay. She will have an extra amount of energy, that equivalent to a small male child, because of, I have 13 grandchildren I've been blessed with, 4 children, and my little granddaughters is like, you can set them in a circle and give them some little things to play with, and they're good. And then the boys are like monkeys. They're like jumping, what can I do? I see her like in the middle of those both energies, so she will want to go. Very important, White Cloud says, very important for her to be outside in nature. It will help her spirit. And I'm sure with where you are spiritually, this wouldn't happen, but on a child like her, one would tend to want to take them and slow them down, as they did for many years with giving them medications because they were just too hyper. But she comes with a lot of knowledge, so she's going to be, you'll see, she'll be in top of her classes and get bored very easy, is what White Cloud says. She is meant to be a runner, a leader. She is going to be leading all of the family. Beautiful spirit, beautiful, beautiful. Yes.
I have a few questions.
Yes. Now, do you have a W on yours?
No.
Okay.
No.
Let me ask, because that's how the messages were supposed to come today. Okay. And may I have your name?
Yeah, I wrote them down before I came in.
Did you?
Yeah, previous to the drum. My name is Jay Masonic. And my questions are actually about, like, my father's bloodline mysteriousness that I've never been able to really, because I'm disconnected from them. And
okay.
I just want to know kind of like my heritage.
Okay. I would like to know your birth date, and then I'll ask White Cloud.
June 11th, 1985.
Mm-hmm. After this talk, I'll give you a name that's for yourself, but it can't be recorded. So I was stopped right when I was going to say it. That's why I went, okay. And some native names are not meant to, unless you choose to share them. Okay, what's your question?
Well, it's kind of the relationship between, like, I have, like, some really weird pain. It's kind of like beyond physical. It's kind of like a cord or something, and I feel like it's, like, ancestral or something, really deep. Really.
And where's your father?
He's in La La Land. I haven't talked to him in, like, 4 years. It's too painful.
When you're, like, 4 or 5, what happened during that time? Okay. Can you give me the spelling of your first name?
J-A-Y.
That hurt is coming from the deep hurt that you have within your heart chakra. You really should have somebody assist you to release that if you feel that you can't. A way that I'm getting that would be really good for you, but you never want to go alone. You always want to go with somebody with you that really understands the ocean as well. I truly believe I see a healing through you through Grandmother Ocean, because that is a female energy that will surround you with love, but immerging yourself in the ocean, but you have to do it a certain way for your healing. And if just because I'm receiving this message, I can talk to you after and tell you how you can do that for yourself if you choose. But it's just hurt. Tell me about your mother.
I've had, like, double reflection of pain my whole life. Mm-hmm. I had to, like, persevere. I'm an artist, so that's kind of where that comes from.
And then you got to remember that Gemini energy of yours as well. There's just two complete sides of you. And you put up a big, huge shield. So nobody, you don't let a lot of people behind that shield. And it's been your way to protect your energy, Jay. But you've come here as a very powerful healer. You just have to get through that last couple hurdles. Perseverance is a great word, but we want it to raise it to now releasing what no longer serves you. I would like to tell you that there's going to be a time that you and your dad meet and you're going to live happily ever after. I would love to tell that to you, but what I get is he is very much of a hurt soul, and what you have is what you're going to get. So what you have to be able to do is love him unconditionally with no conditions. I truly understand that. I've given up at birth. Raised by my grandmother, mother leaving me, having children after me, children before me. I had to get to that point in healing. No healer that I know in this lifetime that I've met in this lifetime had a great childhood, had a great time, had great parents, and I'm here to heal. Because the healer's way is heal, healed, healer, and there's no shortcut. But what I see within yourself, Jay, is the powerful being that you were born to be. You do a lot of healing through your art. You paint?
I create drawing, photography, and videos.
Color is very important to you.
Absolutely.
Very important for you. And you need Pardon me?
The black and white work.
No, you need a lot of color. It feeds your spirit. But White Cloud said, is saying, you are charging from the dark into the light, and don't always look at the dark as being negative, because the dark is a time of protection, and you've kind of guarded yourself from a lot in this lifetime. Allow yourself to be shown to the world. Allow this healing to come through. Forgive. There's anger, a lot of anger, and you've hidden it for a long time with, like, oh, that's okay. I'm fine. It's okay. I don't need them.
Other things. Yeah.
And it's time for you now, for your well-being and for your... This is what I'm getting from White Cloud. You just got to stand like a strong oak tree and know that you're here to grow roots really deep within the earth. And be very careful with toxins in your body, because the toxins will just place big obstacles in your path. And those obstacles may have worked for a while, but now it's time, because whenever somebody puts toxins, alcohol, drugs, anything into their body, it's band-aids. And once you could allow yourself to look within and feel, and then you heal. But you've come a long way to get to where you are today. A long way. Give yourself that hug and feel it. And I see two really significant people within your life that really have a lot of love from you and that have assisted you a lot. And so we have to look at, you have to look at what you have and not what you don't have. And bless them on their path, because you have a dad that's really broken. So if you went and really looked at his self, he's doing the best he can just to stay breathing. And he just doesn't have much of a clue in this lifetime on how to heal that. A lot of inner trauma within himself. Is there another question?
Mount Shasta.
Jay, I see mountains. I don't know if it's, I mean, I'm not getting a picture of Mount Shasta, but I'm getting mountains and trees. But there has to be some water as well. But trees are really important for your creativity, okay, for your creative self. You're very welcome. Oh, no wonder. They're like, no, look over here. So I didn't really know why I brought these, and I do now, so I just listen, and I thought I had the whole picture of tonight. That would be my ego talking. I know exactly what's going to happen. There's a message for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. May I have your name?
Diane.
May I have your month and day of your birth?
September 29th.
And would you like the message?
Yes, absolutely.
I am so sorry. I usually... I'm just here, give her the message, and I always ask permission first, so it's not coming from me. Mm. So when you get the peyote ceremony of new abilities, it's because that what you did to up to now is no longer working, because there's doors that are closing on you. You may not understand why. You've been going through some harshness, and I've been just watching this smile around you, but it's behind that smile, there's some stress that needs to be released. There's some old stuff built up around you. Not meaning that you're old, of course.
That too.
Old junk. Old stuff within the heart that we tend to carry and to say, we're good. And what I want you to really start doing with yourself through this new abilities is, when people ask you, and you go by, how are you? And what do we all say?
I'm well, thanks.
And start being really honest and bring that out, because you kind of hide behind shields for a long time, and you're very much of a healer, and it's time for you to bring those new abilities. There's new spiritual abilities in coming to you, and it's making you feel like, well, what is this? What is my next? What is
this?
That's
my question.
It's, you spiraled up so high, so quick, in from 11 to 12. You went, your energy went up. Which, until you get used to the energy running through you, but there's new spiritual doors that are trying to open. Now, if you choose to open those, it's completely your free will on when you want to open them. But that's what this energy is around you. It's not meant for you to feel bad. It's not meant for you to have anxiety. It's just this energy coming from God that's just filling you up, and it's making you know that there's something more that you're supposed to be doing beside what you're doing. You're very much a healer. This life, your life purpose is healing. And you know, when we say your life purpose is healing, some of us tend to feel, well, I don't want to go open a healing center and heal, you know, but healing is so, there's so many ways. I come into this, the first time I've come into this bookstore, I kid you not, it's been a routine for years and years that when I go and do the ocean retreat, I always stop here. And it wasn't like I purposely stopped here before. On my very first time, I remember walking in this door, and I was met in here by such love, and it's just healing. So even by coming into this bookstore, it's healing to you. So those that are here are healing by just being here, being in this sacred space and allowing this. And I loved it from the time I seen that they don't put chairs in any straight line. I mean, it's just everything about just the energy in this place. So when you say, when you get the message of you're here to heal, it's not in a box, because you cannot be placed in a box. You are outside the box, because you tend to be I'm going to take away the tend to be, okay? I would try to fluff it, but they're saying don't fluff it for you. You just want to please others, and now it's time to please yourself. Because you're a giver, 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 and you need to balance that with receiving. So you need a little bit of healing, and that these doors are just open for you. You're very welcome. There's another person, White Cloud, here, say that they really would like to have a question answered in regards to the next step of their path that they're unsure with. I feel it like right over in this thing here.
I've recently been like really torn from where I go with my life, as far as like
people and just like bringing in new people and stuff. Recently I've had a lot of dreams that like are negative or like not negative, but just like completely opposite of my life and what I'm experiencing. And I was just like wondering if that could be answered.
May I get your name?
Seth.
Seth? And may I get your birth date?
March 8th.
My Pisces friend. I really thought so. I really felt the message going to you. I don't even need these cards. What a beautiful heart you have. First thing I'm going to say. Very beautiful. Don't allow hurt to not let you have forward movement, because there's some hurt that you need to heal. How old are you?
16.
Pardon me?
16.
At 16, I used to always say, because my birth date is March 7th, I used to say, why am I here? And when is somebody going to come pick me up? Because I do not feel I fit in. And now I know we're all here for a purpose, a big reason. And you have so much, you have Merlin energy around you, I want you to know, which is just that magical, I see rainbow colors all around you, just so powerful rainbows around you. And that Merlin energy, that rainbow energy is just one of a deep healer, but a healer of wisdom. This is your last lifetime. You will be enlightened in this lifetime. You are leading in this lifetime. So don't allow the hurt to get in the way, because you are Pisces. Pisces are so sensitive. It doesn't mean that you have to build up a harshness, but build up an understanding to those around you that some people, I just have to give you an example that I'm not too proud of. I hate when that happens. I was always told, I was always raised, respect your elders, respect your elders. In our tribe, if an elder speaks to you, you're supposed to just listen. And I have come to a conclusion that there are some people, the majority are elders and I will listen to them. And then there's just some mean old people. And there's just no other way to put it. And I used to get hurt by those people. But I no longer do that. I just look within them and try to understand them. And you're very... You have a lot of emotional intelligence. Use it. Are you living in a place that's close to water? Do you go to the water often? Because that is your pure well-being. The silence and water. Grandmother Ocean will give you all the messages. You go out to the ocean in the time where you find a quiet place. And if you just watch and ask Grandmother Ocean, give me the messages, and then be open to receiving them, they will come to you. You are so intuitive. You could be giving readings. You don't need any deck of cards. You're very intuitive. Is your third eye open? You're just highly, you're so far ahead of this universe. You came here as a gift so far ahead. Were you able to have that balance from a small child? So just know that. Trust within yourself. You'll be doing some humongous healing to this universe. You came in with a big script. blessings to you. Okay. I would like to close with in saying one word that everybody takes from here, just one word, and it's gratitude. And let that be the biggest word that you have around yourself. Because growing up, I never did look at that one grandmother I had. I loved her. But I always used to think, I don't have a mother, I don't have a father, I don't have this, I don't have that, which just allows you to stay in the victimhood of life. And once you make that turn in life and you turn everything to gratitude, it doesn't have to be a Pollyanna effect, because I did do the Pollyanna effect for a long time and that doesn't work either. But it's truly, truly spending 5 minutes before you go to sleep and give all your gratitude. Thank you for this bed that I sleep in. Thank you for the meals today. Thank you for that person that pushed me off the road. Maybe I just needed to slow down or something. Gratitude, gratitude, and send blessings to those that may not have acted so nice around you. So just for today, it's the Reiki way. Just for today, I will forgive. Just for today, I will show joy and happiness. It's the gratitude. And that gratitude, it just makes all the negatives start going behind you and behind you and behind you. And White Cloud has given me that gift of gratitude. White Cloud, when I say thank you for what I have, it's been 3 years ago, I went through a separation of marriage, I lost my home, and I lost my dear sister within 45 days. Mm-hmm. And I went through a dip where I thought, what is this all about? Only to find out, you know, my sister is where she needs to be. She's healing from the other side. It's her gift to go home, and I have to be able to accept that. A home is just a box. It's just a box. And if I didn't have those things, I wouldn't be where I'm supposed to be right now, because when I first went to the reservation to learn more about healing in this sacred way, I wouldn't have gone there if I didn't lose my home. Mm-hmm. So now I say thank you for allowing me the change. Thank you for accepting the change. Thank you. I've never been happier, and I live the most humble way now, and I've never been happier in life. And we have to remember that word of gratitude, because everybody in this room, I am so grateful for each and every one of you, and I give gratitude that you're here, because very much healers, very so much of the familiar faces that I see and the new faces, power, young, beautiful souls back there, power. You're here to help this universe continue to heal. We have turned. We have turned. It is turning for healing. And you have some golden light coming right down on you. The gentleman back there with the gray. Yeah. A lot of golden light coming down through you. Sometimes that's just exactly what you have to say. I'll accept it to come to myself. Because there's been times that you haven't allowed it to come to yourself. And that, I just have to tell you that, because I keep seeing that aura just coming down. Just open up your arms and accept it. Gratitude. And so the same way tonight when you go to sleep, for those that don't. So as you close your eyes and everything is quiet, gratitude for everything in the day. As you wake up tomorrow, before you even think of putting your feet over the bed or getting up, thank you for this warm bed. Thank you for this day. Thank you, Creator, for allowing me one more day. I wake up each morning and just ask the Creator. I ask Mother, Father, God, show me where I can serve today. That's how I wake up, in a simple way. And I never know what the day is going to bring for me. I never know where I'm going. Just coming here, I had two tough girls that I call tough girls on the reservation come to my house. Trina, I just needed to see you, a hug, healing. We're straight. So they came. And I stopped, spent the 15 minutes, come on inside, give them a hug, because that's just what they did. So I never know what the day is. And that's how you should just give gratitude, is just be open to what the day gives you, what, where the Creator, where Mother, Father, God, where you're guided to go. Go. Give that person a smile, a hello, a genuine hello, not just pass by somebody and go, hi, how are you? Because those tend to not mean anything. 2012 is bringing that change, that we're meeting on a heart-to-heart healing with people. That's the Native way, is you bring them in. People that haven't been around their family, share meals with them. Share meals with a friend. If you don't have family, then share meal with a friend. Make something really humble, simple. You know, my grandmother, I was raised saying that when you go to somebody else's house and have boiled beans, it tastes better because you didn't make it. So I live with that humbleness of just making somebody a simple meal. So with this, I would like to do a closing prayer. Mother and Father God, Creator of all good, white cloud, angels, ascended masters, I give gratitude for being in this circle of beautiful people and spirit. I ask that you surround them and heal their hearts for those that have any dis-ease or discomfort to their hearts. We ask for special blessings as we all bring our energy within this circle and this sacred space, that we send it out not only to each other here in this room through a smile, through acceptance, through a hug, but allowing this energy to continue out, and not only here in this town and the towns around us, the state, the country, and yes, the universe. Mother, Father, God, I send blessings through me to all the beautiful spirits here. Give special healing to those that have loss. Give special healing to those that hold anger. Bring some pink light down for those that are hurting within their heart chakra and allowing them to breathe. Sending Reiki throughout this room for the healing that's most needed for each and every individual that's here. I give gratitude in the highest good. Oh. And in my language, that's amen. I thank you very much. I'm honored to be here again. Thank you.
Many Rivers is full of gratitude for your coming to us once again. This has been an especially dear occasion. Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. Thank you.
And I just want to mention that we have a donation bowl on the counter, and we share the contents of that donation bowl with our speakers so that they can continue their work, and we also retain some of it to maintain this space so that we can continue to have events like this here in this store. Thank you so much for coming tonight. And Jim has a... Trina has some voucher over here. Cards, a schedule of events, it looks like.
Scheduled events, and I do have one healer's class that starts this Sunday. It's only open to 10. I've got a couple spots, so any of those that are interested can give me a call or can take it and see what they feel about it. Just let me know. But there's cards up there if you have any questions, want to give me a call. I'm open. Blessings.